Melissa Fox joins us from the Ford Motor Company Driving Skills for Life program. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for hanging on with us here. We're talking about people that, I didn't know people did this, but people decorate their cars for Christmas?
They do.
Really?
Typically you see it in, you know, they do like school parades, things like that, but I've seen cars on the road with all sorts of decorations on them.
And that's not legal, is it?
So it's very hard to decide what's legal. There's a lot of restrictions for lights. You have to be careful where you place signs and decals. You don't want to cover up your license plate. The list goes on and on.
So what's Ford, why are you guys involved in this?
So our specialty, our area of expertise is safe driving. So we just want to make sure, typically we talk to newly licensed drivers, but we find that parents are the ones that set the example for their teens that are just starting to drive. So we try to help all drivers that are on the road be safer drivers.
So don't decorate your car, right?
So, I mean, your best bet is to not do anything unless you're sure what it is. There's so many rules for lights, but obviously, you know, we can have white lights emitting from the front of the car only. Red lights are typically in the rear of the car. Police officers are the only motor vehicles that are allowed to have blue lights. Firefighters can have green lights. So there's so many rules around lights specifically that your best bet is to not use lights to decorate your car, but if you're going to, we just suggest that you do some research. You could even ask your local law enforcement.
Uh-huh.
I bet they
love to get that call.
I know, right? And you have to be careful, too. I mean, it's so cute to see a wreath on the grill of their car, but you have to be careful that, you know, if something blows off, then I'm sure you could get a ticket for that.
I've been talking to Jim for years about the driving skills program, and must be very successful for Ford because they keep going.
Yeah, I mean, I work specifically on the program, so I like to say it's the best program that we have. It is definitely one of the longest-running programs that the Ford Motor Company Fund has had in their list of programs. We've been going for 18 years. Jim Graham actually started the program 18 years ago. Like I said, it's such a beneficial program for newly licensed drivers. We also talk to parents. One of the leading causes of death in teens is vehicle crashes. So we try to get the message out there any way that we can, how to keep people safe on the roads, whether it's teens, newly licensed drivers, parents. We all have something to learn for sure.
Don't text and drive.
No, absolutely. No distracted driving, but Christmas decorations in your car also is considered a distraction, or Christmas decorations on someone else's car could definitely be a distraction for other drivers.
Wow.
So we have all of this information and other tips on our website, drivingskillsforlife.com.
So very, very simple. I know you guys do a lot with the schools also.
Yeah. Yep. We have a state program here in Michigan specifically called Strive for a Safer Drive. Where schools get involved with their teams to develop campaigns that they get to create and they get to implement in their school and in their local community, where we offer incentives for them. But it's a really great way to get schools involved, and we partner with the state of Michigan to do that program. It's an amazing program locally.
Melissa Fox. Melissa, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. Take care. Happy holiday to you and Jim and the crew at the Driving Skills for Life program, Ford Motor Company. They've been on here for probably a couple decades. But that's a first, decorating the vehicle. Be careful.